Before I describe the process itself, it's extremely important that I make clear what its purpose is, what it's trying to serve. Because when we have the purpose in mind, the mechanics of the process can be very helpful in helping us live in harmony with how we choose to live. But if we don't have the purpose clear, it can become a sterile technique. So there needs to be an integration of these two dimensions, a clarity of how we choose to live. And then the mechanics of nonviolent communication will make more sense and then be used in a way that's with more integrity. So what is the purpose of nonviolent communication? It's to help us connect with ourselves and others in a way that makes compassionate giving natural. Now, compassionate giving for me is when we do something for ourselves or others where our sole intention is to enrich life. We're not doing it for a reward. We're not doing it to escape punishment. We're doing it out of what I think we human beings like more than anything in the world, to contribute to life, to enrich life. Nonviolent communication, then, is integration of different things that helps people to connect in this way. First, nonviolent communication is language, language of a sort that helps us to connect with ourselves and others. It's a language of life, a language based on human feelings and human needs. It's a language that helps us to communicate what would make life more wonderful for ourselves. But nonviolent communication is not only language, it also involves strategies for influencing one another.